God's found his place from all around the world. Get a praise on your heroes, a prayer about the losers. Open up your minds and shout it on. Oh yeah, the couch, the couch and spoon. Welcome to the third edition of Kickoff, the Couch Experts football audio podcast show. And as we continue our countdown towards the Euro finals, which is less than half a dozen hours away from the time we're recording this, it is important to note that the team that the panelists had backed during the last week's podcast to lift the trophy at Polkrane have been knocked out. Yes, Germany suffering a shock defeat to the Italians. And I use the term shock here, not only because Italy are pushovers, and we certainly know that they're not, but because the Germans looked like the only team in the tournament that couldn't lose a game. Although I suspect Spanish fans will disagree with me here. So to discuss Spain and Italy's path to the final, which were, what can I say, polar opposites in degrees of convincingness, we have with us a panel consisting a couple of familiar names again. Niranjan, an English fan who'd seen his team lose out to Italy on penalties yet again. Niranjan, have you seen a team lower in confidence than England when it comes to kicking a ball from 12 yards out?
No, I don't think I've seen any other team like that. And I think I just have one word for England's penalty shootout of failure. That word is arrogance.
Okay, Niranjan, it's interesting you say that. We're also joined here today by a very disappointed Sairam, all the way from Boston, Massachusetts, a German fan who is yet to come to terms in defeat with the defeat to Italy. Sairam, in all fairness, I thought that the Germans looked the second best that day. Is that a fair verdict?
Yeah, they did start off brightly, and it was a pretty much, a surprising lack of composure in defense that let Italy actually dominate the game late on from the first half, and if I could say that. Italy slowly started coming into the game, even though Germans started set up rightly, and again Pillow, Balotelli, and I thought even the like of Cassano, his creativity just took the Germans by surprise, and they never really came in terms with that.
Yes, sir. I think we'll be getting to that shortly. Let me just introduce the final panelist for today's discussion, a new face at Couch Experts. We are joined by Akshay Balachandra from Bengaluru, someone who says he equally supports Barcelona and Arsenal, two, you know, footballing art institutes rather. And not surprisingly, he's backing Spain in the finals. Akshay, I know it was expected, but how thrilled are you to see Spain in the finals?
I'm not really thrilled. It's more in the lines of expectations that they are here. All through, without creating too much of an ado, they've reached the place where they deserve to be in.
Yeah, I was expecting you'd say that. So on that note, let's move on to the first topic of today's discussion, which is featuring Spain's road to the final. We've seen a lot of possession football. You normally expect that when you play against Spain, but too few many chances created. And when you look at public opinion, it looks as though these statistics that come out are so elusive, and people begin to scoff if you don't create enough chances to score goals. And Spain have been averaging an average of, say, 1.8 goals, which is, you know, considerably less than the 2.4 goals per game we're seeing this tournament so far. And I guess what it says is, as an opponent, if you defend well enough, you stand a good chance to taking them to penalties, which is eventually what happened in a game against Portugal. Niranjan, let me start with you here. Do you see Vicente del Bosque doing anything different today?
No, I don't see him doing any changes because I say this because with David Villa out of the tournament and with Fernando Torres not really in the best of forms despite the brace that he scored, they will try and keep the ball as much as possible because they are vulnerable on the counter-attack. Because mind you, there's no call as well there, so which means basically a rock in the back of the defense is missing. So, and I don't see any changes in the Del Bosque side. I think he'll still stick with Negredo, and keep the ball as much as possible and create some opening, and you know, just one goal. You know, I'm predicting a 1-0 win for Spain.
1-0 win for Spain. And it's interesting you say that they are vulnerable in the counter-attack. So if Italy do break the jinx today, it would mean that possession football isn't all what it is about. It's just like saying that focusing on good grades isn't the only way to guarantee a better future. But all said and done, Spain are in the finals thanks to Cesc Fabregas, and maybe thanks to Cristiano Ronaldo as well, who had planned to take the penalty that never was. Sairam, I'm going to get to you here, because sometimes it makes me wonder how the Portuguese have gauged this in hindsight. Because with the sort of attitude we normally relate to Cristiano Ronaldo, one that, you know, kind of pervades everywhere, and even he goes about referring to Ronaldo's want for glory to taking the last penalty as something that possibly could have cost the Portuguese a place in the final. I know it sounds a touch silly on an empty drawing board, but is that something that you would agree with?
Yeah, actually, it was a bit surprising, because Ronaldo, if you see, he's been a regular penalty taker for Real Madrid and Manchester United in the past. So in a tournament as big as this, you want to, and especially in a penalty shootout where everything depends on your luck, you would want your best penalty taker to go ahead first and get it over with. But again, Ronaldo, I don't know what was the discussion up in the camp there, but you can see, like, Nani actually wanted to take the penalty just before Bruno Alves did. So we would have expected Ronaldo to do something like that instead of, you know, coming late on and doing it in style. And I don't know what he was actually, honestly, I don't know what he was trying to achieve by that.
Yeah, I guess none of us can actually come to terms with trying to identify what happens behind the smoke screen. But Akshay, let me get to you here. I mean, yes, Spain did get through to the finals on penalties, and I remember you telling me not too long ago that you almost expected them to be there. And as football fans in general, or as neutrals, I'm sure many of us would have taken off Spain as a team that we would have desired to see in the finals, partially for the way they stick to the basics and, you know, kind of play a sort of footballing style, what Javi Hernandez often calls beautiful football. And there's almost a sense of desperation, you know, when it comes to watching the Spanish play. You expect them to dominate, you expect them to kind of win games hand down, much like the, I don't know, West Indian cricket team of the 70s or 80s or the Australian cricket team of the previous decade. Do you think such expectations are going to have any sort of effect on the Spanish performance tonight?
Absolutely, absolutely. When you drew parallels to the West Indian team and the Australian team, it was bordering boredom. A lot of people already have started calling Spanish team boring, and already the too much of passing without end results has to be bordering boring. What has happened is that when Spain revolution started off in 2008, what was happening was it was a fresh whiff of air for everyone. Now, since the expectation levels are already so high that people have already raised the benchmark so high, whatever is coming out, if it's not yielding any good end result, it's going to be questioned.
And I guess this is something that would work in Italy's favor. I mean, they're clearly underdogs today. And when I say this, sometimes I feel that there's absolutely no reasoning behind my comments as them being underdogs. Because when you look at the way they've played over the last two games, they had 68% possession against England or somewhere in the mid-60s. And in the semifinals, it took a moment of brilliance from Mario Balotelli to seal their place in the final. Niranjan, if I replace brilliance with madness here, I'm sure this discussion would have been far easier for us to kind of have conceived upon. Balotelli has found himself more frequently in the headlines for the wrong reasons. Therefore, what happened against Germany would do him plenty of good. It would do, say, the Italians plenty of good. And last but not the least, bring a smile on the face of the only man that I've known to have backed him continuously, Roberto Mancini. What do you think of his show against the Germans?
Against Germany, I think Balotelli got the best of him. But then again, against a team like Spain, and I think as good as Mario Balotelli was for Italy in their win against Germany, I can still see him doing something stupid in the final. It depends on how Spain, you know, might frustrate him, especially the defenders. If they're able to frustrate him, then he'll do something really stupid, and that's going to cost Italy the game. So, yes, he's good. He has all the talent in the world. But then where is all the talent if you don't have the temperament to? So, you know, he might become a flash in the pan, you know, probably a one tournament wonder, or if he doesn't contain his temperament in the final. And against an experienced team like like Spain. You know, they're playing most of the players from the World Cup. So I think with an experienced team like Spain, his temperament will be put to test more than his ability. I think that's where Spain, you know, Spain will beat Italy.
Sairam, let me just take Niranjan's perspective forward here, because Niranjan certainly has enough facts to, you know, back him when he says that Balotelli is capable of doing something stupid. You know, Jose Mourinho was a coach, for example, who'd literally given up on Balotelli during his time with Inter Milan. And James Milner made an interesting statement prior to the game that England had against Italy. He said that there are two Mario Balotellis that you come to know. One who comes into training, you know, he finds the weather a bit cold and gives it 20%. And another Balotelli who would conjure a ridiculous piece of skill to turn a game around. And I think we saw the latter avatar in the game against Germany. Do you believe that this is something that Balotelli will look to build on? Although I guess it's a bit premature for us to mention this given what he's capable of. Or do you see a Shane Warne in him that will never shy away from controversies?
Yeah, it's looks like it would be another Shane Warne, actually. Players like Balotelli can never... It's really tough to contain the temperament unless you really, really work hard with them. And, of course, it comes down to Balotelli's ambitions, you know. Even in the beginning of the tournament, Prandelli was questioning Balotelli's ambitions as far as, you know, his career is concerned, especially the way he performed in the first match. But when all these controversies build up around him in such players and in such a big stage, all that is forgotten in a final. In a final, if he does well, that's something which you look back upon and say, hey, yeah. Although with all these controversies around, he's still a gem of a player, and he can still have some hope, and he could work on that. But if he fails again, it's like the back to square one. Again, it would be a club versus country debate again. So it all depends on, you know, this one big final match. He has a big chance to prove here to a lot of people what he's really capable of.
Yes, I certainly believe this is the right stage for him to prove all his critics wrong. Akshay, Niranjan's calling Balotelli someone who will end up becoming a one-tournament wonder. He's pretty pessimistic about him turning on a new leaf. Sairam is pretty much carrying an opinion along those lines, although he believes that, you know, the platform is something that Balotelli can step up to. As a Spanish fan, when you're looking at the opposition, when you're scouting the opposition, is Balotelli the key man to watch out for tonight? Or is it going to be a battle of the, say, deep-lying playmakers with Pirlo and Xavi stealing the limelight?
Very frankly, Balotelli forms one part of the puzzle, but I think the key component of this puzzle would be Andrea Pirlo. The way he plays, the way he passes the ball around, that's going to clinch the match. If we see even in the last match, the one who started off the move in which Balotelli headed the first goal was again Pirlo. And the second goal, a lot of credit goes to Ricardo Montalivo. So it's going to be a match which is going to be won in the midfield. Yes, Balotelli on and off, the bordering between brilliance and madness is always going to be something which is going to always call the jury. But I think this is a match which is going to be won in the midfield.
Match which is going to be won in the midfield. And when you look at the final, Niranjan, I think I'll take you to the last stage of today's discussion, where we're going to discuss what formations these teams are likely to play as they contest against each other. Italy have been playing a 3-5-2 with a five-man midfield, De Rossi sitting behind. And it looks as though Spain, you know, they constantly keep shuffling between a 4-3-3, a 4-5-1, a 4-6-0. They're very fluid in the way they play. Who are you backing to bring the trophy home, and where do you see the battle, midfield or up front?
I think Spain will bring the trophy home. I have good reasons to believe that, because Italy has been too far reliant on Pirlo, and Spain does not have that. They have the luxury of opting for Xavi, Iniesta, and the likes of Fabregas, and you know, a lot of people to call upon, basically. But then Italy has been you know, about more about Pirlo's midfield magic and the occasional Balotelli brilliance with arrogance. So I think the battle will be in the midfield, with and depends on how well Spain can stop Pirlo, because they are not, both Germany and England are not able to do that. And I think Spain has the quality to stop Andrea Pirlo, and if they do that, they'll be able to do it far easily than than a 1-0. And so I think the battle stays in the midfield, and Spain has too much quality to score goals. So. So, I think Spain will do good.
Sairam, Niranjan saying that the battle will be mainly in the midfield, and he thinks Spain is going to come home with the trophy. He says the key again is to actually stop Pirlo. I think the Spanish team might actually allocate someone like, say, Sergio Busquets with the guard of actually marking Pirlo. Your take on the finals and who you think is going to bring the trophy home?
I would slightly edge Spain out ahead of Italy, but... the Italian defense have been brilliant in what I should say in the entire tournament. So even though there is a creativity of Andrea Pirlo, but the Italian defense, including Bonucci, Chiellini, and De Rossi, they have been at the best in this tournament, I should say. Even when we saw the first match between Italy and Spain, you saw that the only chance that Spain really converted was a slight lack of defense in Italy in that particular couple of minutes. But other than that, they really shut stop Spain in the entire match. So I would see something similar in today's final. I'm just hoping to see something similar in today's final, I should say. That gives Pirlo and Balotelli to express themselves more freely. So it all sets up very nicely. But I think Spain have a little more creativity in front of goal, because ultimately goals win matches.
Spain, again, we're backing their creativity. Akshay, I think I'm coming on to you on a very happy note, because both the panelists are favoring the team that you support. And mathematically, when I look at it, Spain could have knocked out Italy at a much earlier stage had they drawn their game against Croatia. But without dwelling too much on that, I think both Niranjan and Sairam had emphasized on the importance of Pirlo's role. Do you think Busquets is going to have a tough time today?
I think Spain should not do the mistake what Germany did. Germany tried to do the same thing, putting them out using Toni Kroos. But I think it's got to do more with just marking out Pirlo out of the game. I think it's going to be more of a team game, how Iniesta, Xavi and Busquets form a trio there and pass the ball around.
Try and pass the ball around, yes. I think it's going to be a very interesting game. We're going to see two midfield masterclass, absolutely amazing midfield playmakers, Xavi Hernandez and Andrea Pirlo, coming head-to-head with each other. Let us not forget the other galaxy of stars that we are likely to see today lining up during the final at Kiev. So with the panelists favouring Spain to be crowned champions today, we come to an end of the third edition of Kickoff. Niranjan, Sairam, Akshay, all of you, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Chandra.
Thanks, guys.
And even though I'm edging out Spain, I would rather want Italy to win this.
I would rather want Italy to win. I think a lot of people would agree
just to
that.
Keep the panel balanced.
Yeah, just to keep the panel balanced. So I don't know when to win, but I think I should shell out 0.5 of mine to actually see that evening out. And as always, the audience, thanks for joining us once again. Do keep close tabs on what we bring out during these audio shows. We will, of course, move on from the Euros to the active and busy summer shopping windows next. We'd love to hear your opinions on the same, so please do write to us, or alternatively log on to our Facebook page and leave comments there. And if you're keen to be part of the show as one of the panelists, please write to us and express your interest. We would love to accommodate you. So on that note, we sign off from today's edition of Kickoff. We are only a few hours away from knowing if Spain becomes the first team to win 3 consecutive major tournaments. And while we look forward to that, we also look forward to having you with us once again here next week. Until then, it's goodbye from here. Thank you.